Thank you. It is a real blessing, privilege, and an honor to be with you once again. I thank the Lord for the opportunity to preach His Word. There's nothing like it. There's truly nothing like preaching God's Word, being called to preach, being saved and born again. There's no other life I would rather live than the life I'm living now. I used to live in sin, bound up by different habits, different things in my life that were sinful and rotten, different things I've tried, different sins I've tasted. I mean, it was just left me empty every single time. The devil always has something else to drag you along. He'll tell you, just push it off. Don't worry about Jesus. Don't worry about getting saved. Don't worry about going to church. Don't worry about none of that. That's for old timers. That's for older people. And you can do that when you get a little older. Why don't you live it up a little while? Why don't you hang around your friends? Look at how much fun they're having. Look at all the parties they get to go to and all the things they get to do. I mean, look at all those things. If you get saved, you won't get to do all those things. That's what the devil will tell you, and that's exactly what he told me. About word for word, that's exactly what he told me before I got saved and before I really came to the Lord Jesus. But I made the wrong choice. I was a sinner by birth, and so were you. In that moment, I became a sinner by choice. I said, that sounds pretty good. And so I went and I did the things that my friends were doing, and I partook of different things. And I tell you, it just left me more and more empty. I would try something for a little while, and it would please my flesh, the outward me. It would be pleasing to me. But after a while, it'd just get old, so I'd move on to something else. And that would be fun for a while as far as the flesh is concerned. And then I'd get tired of that, and then I'd move on to something else. And I'll tell you, if it weren't for prayer, if it weren't for somebody preaching to me, I mean, I'd still be wallowing in sin. I'd be trying something different as I speak. And that's what you may be in right now. You may be in that condition where you've tried just about everything. So why don't you give Jesus a try? Why don't you come to Him like you are? Why don't you bring all your burdens and your sins to Him? Because I promise He'll satisfy you on the inside. I'm not talking about turning over a new leaf and trying religion, as some people call it. I'm talking about, why don't you try some salvation? Why don't you get yourself saved and born again? Get under the blood, and I'll tell you, you'll really start to enjoy life. I've never had so much enjoyment in my life than I do right now, especially when I'm preaching God's Word. That completely and totally satisfies the longing in my soul every single time. I mean, I love to preach His Word. You know why? It's because I know what it did for me. I know how the man of God felt when he was preaching the gospel now. When he was bringing God's Word, he saw the end result. He saw how people would be saved. And I don't know how many people tune into this station, whether it's many or few or somewhere in between. It doesn't matter. If just one person gets saved and born again from the preaching that God gives me, it'll be worth it all. I'll tell you, because one soul is of great price. You can't even put a price on it. The Bible says that what shall a man profit? If he loses soul, you see, what can you gain from that? Nothing. If you gain the whole world and you lost your soul, what would it profit you? A soul is much more valuable than this whole world and everything inside of it. We don't really understand how valuable this soul is because it's eternal. God views us all the same. There is no respect of persons with Him. And if you die in your sin and go to hell, it'll be your fault. It'll never be God's fault because He's provided every single thing that we need to be saved and born again. In the beginning, He provided the law, which was His Word. And it's always been about His Word, by the way. Those were His commandments that Moses penned down on those tables of stone. He gave His Word. He spoke to them with an audible voice. He sent forth the kings. He sent forth His prophets. And they were slain and slew. And they were beaten, and they were despitefully treated. They treated them all wrong. So after that, there was a lull. There was a period of time where it was the Dark Ages. And then He sent forth His Son, Jesus Christ. He said, they'll reverence My Son. But yet they didn't. Instead, they crucified Him and hung Him on the cross. But little did they know, they were fulfilling the scriptures that were written of Him in the Old Testament. And Jesus came to fulfill it all. God in flesh came down into a perfect state or a perfect body. And the perfect came into the Son of Man, the rotten human body, the perfect for the imperfect. I'll tell you, I don't know how He did it, and I don't know why He did it. I don't know why He died for sinners like me. I question that all the time. I said, Lord, I don't know why You died for me, why You saved me, but I sure am thankful. I sure am glad to be saved. I sure am glad that I don't have to worry about dying in sin and lifting up my eyes in a burning hell one day, and it's all because somebody preached the word of God to me. Somebody warned me about hell that was coming. And that's what's coming for you. If you've never been saved and born again, you've never had that experience where you know you poured out your heart to God and you asked Him to save you, and He did, and you felt a change in your heart, a change in your life happen, not something that you forced, not a forced change like turning over a new leaf and just going here and there and trying to make yourself feel better. I'm talking about a change that happens on the inside. Your nature changes. You no longer want to run in sin. When you commit sin and you fall, it grieves you. If it grieves you, then you might be saved and born again. You see, when I make mistakes, I get grieved on the inside because I don't want to make mistakes. I don't want to live in sin, and I don't want to commit sin. Even the thought of foolishness is sinful. And when I have foolish thoughts, I cry out, woe is me. I say, Lord, help me. I'm human. I need help with every single thought that enters into my mind because the devil is on a rampage and he wants to destroy everybody. He wants to destroy you. That's why he works so hard. That's why he paints such pretty pictures to all of us. He makes everything seem so good and lovely, and he tries to callous over your conscience. You see, we all were given a conscience by God. He breathed the breath of life into Adam's nostrils. And his spirit became alive, you see. His spirit was made that a living spirit, and that's his conscience. And that's what we got. That's what guides us. You see, when you're committing sin and you're doing wrong, your conscience will convict you, and it'll say, this ain't right. What you're doing is wrong. You see, you need to obey that. You need to follow that, because that'll lead you right to your salvation. That's what it was for me. I remember oftentimes when the word of God was preached to me, especially in my teenage years, when I really got out there in my mind and the devil was tormenting me and working on me, and I was so depressed and so defeated, and I had thoughts of taking my own life, my conscience would say, you don't need to do that. You're not ready to die. And that was the Spirit of God coming to me and telling me and saying, you don't need to do that. If you die right now, you'll go to hell. And I knew that, and that scared me enough not to do it. And I'm thankful that's what brought me back. That's what brought me back to my knees and brought me down to rock bottom. And that's what got me saved. You see, you need to see yourself as a sinner. You need to see yourself as lost. And God will offer His mercy to you. He doesn't offer judgment. He offers His mercy. He wants to save you. So don't push Him off, because if you push Him off, He has no other choice, and that's judgment. He always offers grace. He always offers His mercy. He always wants to save. I mean, He wants what's best for us. People don't understand the ways of God, and I know I sure don't. But I know that He loves me. I know that much. I know that He loves me enough to send forth His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for sinners. And Jesus is my personal friend. I may not see Him with my natural eye, but through the eyes of faith, I see Him every single day through this Word. When I study and when I pray, He's there with me. I mean, He's not sitting in my room. I'm not some nut. He's not just sitting there in a chair beside me, but I'm talking about in my soul, in my heart, I know He's there. I can feel His love. I can feel His Spirit stirring within me. And He'll do the same for you. He'll be that friend that never leaves you. Many times in this life, we're going to be disappointed by different people, by even family. I mean, you never know. People have different upbringings. People go through many different things, many worse things than I went through. But I tell you, there's a friend that'll stick closer than a brother. There will be somebody there that will be with you, and you can always talk to Him, and He'll always correspond in your heart. And when you study your Bible, and when you really study and read and really seek His face, He'll be there. I promise you that. He'll make Himself known unto you. That's what He said in His Word. He says, if any man come to me, I and my Father will come, and they will sup with him, and he'll sit down right with you inside your soul in heavenly places. And it's such a joy when that happens. There's no substitute for the presence of God. And I'm thankful that His Holy Spirit goes forth and it deals with hearts. Even as I preach, I know that He uses me. I know that He helps me, because I have no capacity, no capability to preach His Word. Everything that comes out of my mouth, I want it to be from heaven, because that's the only way it's going to affect you in your soul. You see, our souls are eternal. And one day after a while, when you give up the ghost and your body drops off, your soul is going to go to either heaven or hell. There's no in between. If you've never been saved, you're going to hell, and you'll wake up in a literal burning hell. But if you have been saved, immediately To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And you have to make that choice here while you still have consciousness, while you still have a mind to think with. You need to make the right choice. Jesus died for you. And that's the only thing you need to know, is that Jesus paid the price for you. You don't have to do anything. I don't care what another minister says. I don't care what kind of doctrine they have. The truth of the Bible is that Jesus died for us. And if we believe that he died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that God raised him from the dead on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he brought the victory and he got the keys of death and hell from the devil, and he got up and resurrected for you and for me, and all you've got to do is bring a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and he'll save you. That is all you got to do. If you believe that and you pray out of your heart and say, Lord, help me, I am a sinner. I know that if I die in my sins right now, I'll wake up in hell. The preacher said if I don't get my sins forgiven, that I'm going to be in hell. And if you don't pray that prayer, or pray in your own words and come to him like you are, then you'll never make it in. I'll tell you, I don't know exactly what I prayed, but I know that I was open and honest. And I know one thing was for certain. It was my time, because I was broken. I was defeated. On the inside, I was completely shattered. I mean, it felt like my heart was in a million pieces. I just felt so ashamed. I felt so guilty. And God has to do that. You see, you can't break your own heart. You can't hum up and drum up enough tears to fool God. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. And I'll tell you, I was broken on the inside. I was sorrowful after a godly sort. And I knew there was no other way for my heart to be right than to come to Jesus and bring it to him. Just like the man of God said. He said, if you come to Jesus with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he will absolutely save you. And that's what I did. That's the word that was in my mind when I was praying. And I said, Lord, I know the man of God said, if I bring a broke heart and a contrite spirit, that I'll be saved. And Lord, I don't know what this is, but I'll tell you, I've never felt this broken. I've never felt this contrite and defeated. I've never felt this bad in my life. But Lord, I know you can help me. I know you died for me. I know you'll be my friend. And all I want to do, Lord, is serve you. And if you save me, Lord, that's what I want. That's what I need. And please have mercy upon my soul, because I don't want to die in my sin and go to hell. And when I said that and meant that with all of my heart, I poured out my heart to him. That's exactly the moment he saved me, and I've been a new creature ever since. That is all I had to do. It was that simple. Just come to him when he said to come to him and be saved, and that's all it took. So be obedient when he speaks to your heart and he says it's time to be saved. Come to him and be honest, and he'll save you. It is that simple. And I see my time is quickly gone. Pray for us in Jesus' name. Amen.